Count us in, goddammit.
What is it? Hinge? Chamoy?
Hinge.
Chamoy.
Hinge. Set.
Mariscos.
Mariscos. Hinge. Chamoy. Mariscos.
Lasagna. Se. Do. Yak. Befarmoin.
Hey, welcome to Dogs of Brown Town. That last one was not one.
No, that was just welcome in Farsi.
Yeah, I thought you said barf on me.
Barf on me.
Barf on me. I'm getting it. I'm learning Farsi. Next to me is the ever so... Ooh, you're looking swagadocious today, my friend.
Hey, thanks, man.
Joel Jimenez.
Great. Hi, I'm fighting off the demons today. I have a zin here. I haven't had one in about a week. I think I might do this live on the show.
You're a little zinner boy, huh?
Come to official sponsor of Dogs Brown Town.
I wish.
Zin.
Oh, man, you'd be so zinned out all the time.
I need to chill.
Oh, Bobby and Justin, a farmer and felon, hit us up. They're down to sponsor us by giving us weed that we can then, at our shows, for Dogs fans, give out weed.
Get your hot some weed!
Fuck yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. We should do a dog's life.
But also sitting next to me is...
The Habibi Falafel.
Habibi and B.
Habibi and me. Ha, da, 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 da. That's a doll I'm coming up with. It's just a doll of Hormos.
Habibi and me.
Habibi
that's
and great. Me.
That's like a fun doll. Yeah. I'd like that.
It just
carpet
says...
Carpet sold separately. Yeah. Sword too.
Yeah. Just anti-Semitic, racist shit on the side sometimes. Every what? Other sentence. What?
What?
What happened?
What?
Who's
now that racist?
Now that we're recording, he's gonna deny everything he was saying.
Before we started the show, we were recording the whole time. I was recording. Well, welcome to Dogs of Brown Town. I mean, we're in it. We've decided that the backyard where the fucking succulents are at. Yeah, we're in in Brown Town with all these fucking leaves and shit. Hey, how you guys been? How you been?
Good.
Yeah, I've been good. Other than me just thinking about if I want to do this in pack or not.
Just put it in your mouth already.
You want it.
Do it live.
I want it so bad.
I don't want this twitchy
ride,
Joel.
Baby.
Oh, shit.
You fucking weak sack of so shit.
Exactly.
That was a test.
Yeah.
That
I'll
was
take it
a
out
test.
Right now. No, I won't.
No, you won't. It's already attached to your gums,
yeah,
baby.
Like Avatar, it's fucking fused to my braid.
That Zin knows all your memories, man. Well, but today's concept, because Hormos and I just got back from the desert. We killed a person. No, we were on the road. We did.
You killed the person here. You buried them in the desert.
Yep.
That's how I would do things.
310 to Yuma, baby.
Because if you find that body in Tucson, you are really looking. Because, God damn, there's so many. There's nothing out there. It was like driving through what I assume is Mars. But it was today's episode is about the road. Not necessarily just as a comedian, but you're a musician. You've hit the road so many times.
The road of life.
The road, the road of life. Which, by the way, congrats on being... I mean, was it 1 year
sober?
Yeah,
1 year off alcohol.
Yeah,
1 year
baby.
Off alcohol.
Pretty wild, which is why I'm also allowing myself to have this thing. I'm like, I got to have something, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I just felt it, too.
And
this
I think,
stuff is good.
I think the safest way to take nicotine is probably, like, in your cheek.
Yeah.
You know, just stuffing it in your cheek. I think that's the safest way
like
to
a
do
little...
it. He's not, he could be vaping.
Yeah.
That'd be way worse.
Yeah.
You know, he could be smoking, obviously. That's way worse.
Oh, I got to tell you, I just felt it right now. It is so good.
He's loving dude. Life.
Because I've been off like a week. I just don't remember feeling like
that. A week from now, you're going to have like a fucking a big league choose amount right there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's going to be right there.
Yeah. If there are any young people who are dogs out there, you know, Brown Town dogs, Dogs of Brown Town fans.
Yeah.
Townies, brownies.
And you're thinking about trying nicotine. Use promo code Dogs of Brown Town to get a discount on your first purchase.
To get absolutely nothing.
Yeah, go to whatever liquor store you frequent. Tell the Indian guy in his eyes promo code Dogs of Brown Town.
And he
will give you a confused look.
He won't check
look.
Your ID.
He won't check. Yeah. Some of them might not check your ID.
You know
just
what?
Give it
they
to you.
Don't do it to me anymore. And I still like pull it out, and I'm like, "Do you need this?" And they're like, "Yeah, you're fine." I don't know if I look old, or they assume because I'm tattooed that I'm over.
That you're 18.
Man, you'd be a badass 18-year-old to be honest.
Wait,
if you had that
21?
Many.
One now to buy Zins also? No. You have to be 21 to buy cigarettes now.
No. Yeah, I think you have to be 21 to buy Zins.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that. They passed it like maybe 3 years ago.
That's fucking crazy.
You sound like the guy in the 30s who was like, what, cigarettes? You 11 now? What do you mean 11-year-olds can't buy cigarettes? Yeah. It's no, probably for the best.
No, but I mean, if you can serve your country at 18, you should be able to kill yourself with cigarettes, too. If you want to kill yourself for the country, you should be able to kill yourself for cigarettes. That's wild.
You know what they should do is...
If you can fuck, you should be able to smoke.
They shouldn't send our best and brightest. They should send our dying. They shouldn't send, like... They should send, like... How fun would it be if all the wars were fought by 70-year-olds? Like, retired who want to be out there fighting anyway.
Yeah.
Not 18-year-olds with a good future.
Yeah.
That'd just be a lot funny if just, like, people, D-Day, just 70-year-old men.
Yeah, and they like dry deserts, too, already.
Yeah. It's good for my sciatica.
Yeah, you're like, you're living in Arizona.
Yeah, my allergies really cleared up in this dry environment.
This AR-15 tugging on my neck feels good.
Also, my wife's been a lot quieter since I got this gun.
You got zero. Yeah, I mean... It just, your brain doesn't stop developing, I mean, even as a male, like until you're like 24, right?
Yeah, that's when I felt I was finally developed, maybe 25.
20, like you're like, oh, the bread's done. Is that how you really felt?
I felt like I was finally a human being. Before that, I still felt like a child.
But you were still like drinking shit and alcohol, right?
Yeah, but that was all sort of like carryover from being a kid too. Like, I think, what do you mean?
I mean, the thing is like you didn't feel fully developed as, I guess I'm trying to separate caring about your development versus full being, you know, fully developed. Because like if you gave a fuck about being developed, you wouldn't drink.
I had more of a conscience and like I was less self-centered around 25 because that was when I like had like some real responsibilities pop up that I had to take care of. And so I couldn't just kind of chill back and have.
Okay.
That's so interesting.
Easy life.
I mean... I feel like we should, you're right. You're right, Hormos. We should just be able to do whatever we want at 16. Other countries, they just do whatever the fuck you want.
No, 18, whatever age you're told you're an adult and you're told now you have to sign up for selective service and maybe get drafted if we go to war. At that age, you should also be able to smoke cigarettes. I think you should probably be able to drink at 18.
Yeah, that'd be funny if you're in the military holding a gun and you light up a cigarette and your sergeant's like, we're in the business of killing others.
Yeah. It's like the only thing fucking up your lungs is this fucking desert sand.
This mustard.
Honestly, I feel like if they just let booze and smoking on at like boot camps, we'd have way more soldiers. Alcoholic soldiers. But that'd be great.
Yeah.
You fucked up right now? Yeah. Yeah, but I'm a functional alcoholic and I fucking breeze right through your boot camp.
You know, that always tripped me out in like gangster movies and stuff like that, where they're like, the gangster's always like chilling in like a back corner somewhere with like his women or whatever. And he's like drinking and there's drugs. And like, why would you ever want to be fucked up when there's like enemy threats?
Well, I think like,
what, want to be clear headed.
Yeah. But I think it's also to show, like, it's a show of power.
I think you're a lot of it's silencing demons.
Yeah, that
too. Getting the face of the.
But I think if you're the head of a mafia or whatever, and you go out in public and flex, like, look, I can do all these drugs, I can have all these chicks around me, I'm untouchable.
Cops
won't fuck with me. You can't fuck with me. I feel safe in public.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I feel like that's a front. I feel like these people just develop an addiction and then they just become functioning and then insert the addiction.
That's like stand-up. Right? Yeah. I'm terrified, but you have to pretend like you're untouchable on stage. You have to be fully confident.
Right.
And then, sometimes...
And you could still have an addiction to drugs and do it at home, but doing it out in public in front of everyone... Yeah. That's like to be like, I don't give a fuck what you think about me. I'm going to do. It's like you saw that interview with Mexican OT.
Yeah.
Where the first thing he said was, I carry a fucking onion of coke everywhere I go, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
I wish he'd have said onion of coke. He was like, I always got an onion on me. I was like, that man is very Mexican. He always has.
What is OT?
Oh, it's a rapper.
Yeah, Mexican OT. Yeah, he's a great rapper.
Yeah, but he's like, when he was on Flagrant, he was like, I always got the onion on me.
And nobody
and I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. He was like, this fool has an onion in his pocket?
That means like cocaine.
And I was like, oh, we don't give a fuck about your Texas riddles.
But I
just
love
say
that.
You have cocaine.
Dude, I wish I was into
sell
cocaine.
Or to do?
To do.
That's dumb.
Drugs are bad.
The only way I would like it is if he was selling it and making money off of it. I think it's weird that this is
people
me
do
now.
Cocaine?
I think it's weird that we kind of like promote and like enjoy like hard drugs like that. It's a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, I think it makes sense.
This is the first time where I've seen you come out as a little bit prude.
Yeah.
Well, I think, no, I mean, I love drugs. That's the thing. Because I love them. And after this year of not doing alcohol, I've really noticed how much we promote it.
Oh, for sure. Do and it like an affair. Like keep it a secret.
Yeah, be ashamed of it.
I get what you mean.
I think it's more fun when musicians and artists
for sure
are into drugs.
I also love it too. But I have a weird, I mean, because I haven't done cocaine since I was like 17 years old, mm-hmm. right? And the times I've been offered it, I'm like, yeah, but I don't want these people to see me do cocaine. But I'm not going to go do it alone in the bathroom because then that's a whole nother sort of thing.
You'd rather them know you're on cocaine by not saying you're on cocaine. Like, hey, guys, you want to go something different?
Yeah, and like sort of like this like unspoken thing. Like, yeah, I'm on it, but let's not fucking like glorify it and talk about it. Sure, it's fun, but
I don't love it. I mostly used to do it because everybody loves doing it so much. I didn't want to be left out.
Really?
But I do love the glorification of drugs in culture.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's fun. I know it's bad. I agree as the producer.
And I'm not a nerd. I think
it's fun as hell. I think, like, Future, who's, like, not doing drugs anymore, still rapping about drugs, I'm with that shit.
That's crazy!
I'm with that shit.
Because that shit's fun. I don't want him rapping about fucking being sober. That shit's boring as fuck.
Rap about therapy, Future. About that life.
No.
That brings me back to our topic, though, the road. I think, Dana Gould, he talked about how his career kind of blew up because he didn't do any drugs. He was like 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he would get all these spots driving headliners around because they knew mm-hmm. he could drive. They wouldn't have to share their drugs with him. And it created sort of a path for his career and like kind of set him up.
They thought he was a chick. They were like, dude, I'm going to fuck my headliner, my opener. Dana.
She got short, beautiful hair.
I think she's a Jewish chick.
She looks like the Simpsons she writes for. Yeah.
God, I love him, though. He's one of the greatest writers.
Genius, man. Yeah. He's a genius.
Great stand-up, too.
But is he a white nerd? Yeah, he's a white nerd.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Self-proclaimed, you know?
Yeah.
He wouldn't be that. He'd probably be fine to hang out with intellectually, and I want to pick his brain. But, I mean, like, this fool don't want to do a line of nothing or nothing.
I did Molly in Ireland once when we went with Kiltony. I've also never held so many Guinness beers in my hand at once. I have a photo of me with, like, three glass pints. I'm holding them like this. What? Some guy was like, hey, you want...
So gross.
He passed me, like, he had a little baggie, and I was like, what's that? He said Molly, and I just, like, trusted him. I remember he was a drummer, too, and I went to his Instagram. I'm like, all right, this guy's, like, I could track him down.
If you can't trust a drummer, who are you going to trust?
Exactly.
That shit tastes like sewer swill.
What do you do? So he's gross. Like, oh, just dip your finger in there and like put it on your gums. And I did that. And then we were in Dublin. And then the next morning, everybody got sick. Red Band, Tony, and Jeremiah got some crazy stomach bug.
Damn.
I think it was, there's some shit that goes around Europe like once a year. I can't remember what it was.
But it wasn't like drinking the water type thing in Mexico.
No,
it wasn't.
But
like
I didn't get it. I had like stomach cramps, but Tony was fucking green. Like when we saw him,
Damn. We
were in the cab on the way to the airport to fly to Manchester and we had to pull over. Tony got out of the car and just like blew chunks everywhere.
Damn.
And I was joking that the ecstasy kept me from any bad vibes. that's the only time I think I've ever done like drugs on the road.
Has anybody ever tried ecstasy as a way to not catch the flu?
No.
It might not be a super unscientific idea either.
Yeah.
Because ecstasy makes you get warmer, right? It basically gives you a fever.
Your body temperature.
Yeah. And that kills off stuff. So maybe it put you in a situation where your body was able to fight off or the virus wasn't, you know.
Yeah. I think this is why I never got COVID because everywhere I went, I was on fucking Molly. Dude. I went to the store, I was all fucking, it's hot in here. Who wants to touch my face?
Did you do Molly a lot?
No. I think I've done it like three times in my life. But the dopamine kick the next day is the fuck that.
Yeah.
I've done ecstasy, the old school ecstasy.
Yeah, press pills.
Yeah, the pills with like the blue dove or whatever.
Blue dolphins.
Yeah.
Supreme bars.
A couple times as a teenager. And then I did Molly maybe 3-4 years ago, like in water. My friend had like a powder. We mixed it in water. Yeah. Went to the desert.
That's the best. I love doing it in water.
Had a great night. It was really fun. But I did find that the next week, like I couldn't find certain words. It like fucked up my brain's ability to like find things to say. So I don't know. I love the way it feels, but it's also really dangerous.
Yeah, it's the biggest steal from tomorrow for today.
Yeah,
drug
for sure.
Because you'll have the best time today, but tomorrow you're going to feel like shit. Yeah. It's the yin and the yang. People want yang without the yin. Yin without the yang. It's like, nah, dog, you got to take them.
You were telling a road story. I was doing, like, the second time I'd ever done Molly, it was on the road in Oregon. We went to a strip club, and it was like one of those small, it's not like a big, like yeah. They talk about good strip clubs.
Yeah.
It was a small town strip club. So it's like, they knew her name, like, and it wasn't her stage name. Her name was her name. You know what I mean?
Give it up for Jennifer. Right.
Jennifer. Yeah, the full name. Like one of those
her
nights.
Social security number is.
Where I
she
saw.
Didn't have a social security card.
You cash app her tips.
I saw some chick named Ashley walk off the stage with $19 cash. Uh-huh. It was because it's a Wednesday.
Hey, that's $19 more than she showed up with. And I think that is work.
It was bad.
That is work.
It was bad.
One time, Brian Redband took us out to one of the most fun nights I've ever had. But we went to one strip club. It was really fun. Then we went to another one of those, like a small one, where the stage is like about as high as that box there, maybe like a ruler off the, and they didn't serve alcohol there.
It was like a fucking pallet from Ralph.
Exactly. And we were like, oh, we got to get out of here. And then we went to like Spearmint Rhino or some shit like that. Yeah. Deja Vu or some shit.
Yeah, I remember when I used to work at a strip club. It was like a sad, shitty strip club on La Cienega right across the
street. You worked at a strip club? Mm-hmm. What'd you do there?
I was like the front
other
door.
Other than dance.
I mainly just took people's money when they were coming in at the front door.
Gotcha, cool.
And then when chicks would be giving lap dances, I watched on the little camera to make sure they weren't jerking them off and shit.
You turned your head a lot to...
No. Like, my job was actually to stop hand jobs.
Did you stop any?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go in and stop them, but
your
I'd be like, hey...
cock blocker?
I'd be like, fucking...
You go in, you slap a cock... Hey! No!
Savannah's jerking off a guy again. And then the security guard would be like, we're going to lose our license. So you got to stop that. And then she'd get fired for a week. I'm pretty sure she would come back, suck the manager's dick, and she'd be back on the thing.
If she's going to jerk anyone off, it's going to be the the fucking higher
up. The manager was the dirtiest motherfucker.
In and out of the system like it's county jail. She'll be like, I'll be back. I'll be back in a week. Don't think I won't.
The saddest, though, was like, there's these like ugly chicks who work there every day. And then, like, because it'd be really slow and not worth hot chicks to be there. But then it'd get busy suddenly because, like, a bachelor party would come or something. And it would get lit. And these ugly chicks would be, like, collecting money for 20 minutes. But the manager's already called in the hot chicks. So once...
Call in the reinforcements.
Yeah. And they come from Spearmint Rhino, all these other good places. And suddenly you just see the sadness on the ugly girls' faces because they know... They're done. Yeah. Like the guys are like, oh, and they just turn.
Well,
together.
I think that's when you do like a Slipknot night and you just throw a mask on them and you play Slipknot and then.
Yeah, but then you look at her titties like these are ugly girl
titties.
There's
no mask. I guess a bra is a mask titties. And that would defeat the purpose of a strip club.
Yeah, that night when I had done that, like the girl made $19. I also saw because I was on the road with a booker who was like also a wrestler. I saw that fool. I mean, he spent like. You could tell like who are like okay with women who are bad. Uh-huh. I feel like the more money you spend at a strip club, like you could tell like if you're just throwing it around, don't care. But like if you like care about the money and like the more money you spend there, like the more you could tell that dude's not good with girls.
Right.
I was like, he just full spent like $300 or some shit.
God, see, that's
like,
crazy. I
why? I made money that night.
Yeah. So I went through like a phase of like going to strip clubs and stuff. And I remember a friend of mine texted me one night. Somebody had told him, Joel's like thinking about going to the strip club. He's like, don't spend the money that you made. Like, leave this weekend with your money. Like, stop doing that. And I was like, well, yeah, you're right. Like, I would just blow it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, don't go to a strip club. Like, I'd jerk off before I go to a strip club.
Oh, interesting.
To be 100% sure. You got to go there with nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing in the tank. So that way you don't spend any money. Yeah. It's not like she doesn't, you know, rub your I used to go a lot when I was 19, 20 because it was like going to hookah lounges.
Yeah, for sure.
It was like the only thing you could do. And like the ones that I went to was like Gold Club Centerfolds in Sacramento. They sold like soda because they could take the bottoms off.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was like fine, but it was also pathetic as shit, man.
Yeah.
Because you'd see people in there. Like I talked to a guy who I gambled with and he was like, I come here all the time. And he just like knew all the girls' names. And I was like, this is the saddest shit.
How
do you know all the names?
Yeah.
I remember the first strip club I went to. I don't like strip clubs, but when I was 17,
fucking weird.
my best friend Alvin just turned 18, so I borrowed my boss at Best Buy's ID because he was already 18, and we went to the strip club, and it was so fun. Uh-huh. And we had the best time ever, but we were 18-year-old, you know, kids. I was a virgin.
I just thought of a new stage name for you.
Yeah.
It's H-A, like ha, like laugh, because you're a uh-huh. comic, and then B-B, ha, B-B, and B-B's for Best Buy.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. Anyway, ha, ha, B-B.
Yeah, sorry, go
Even
ahead.
Even bareback, too, if you want to make a sexual.
Oh, yeah, ha, bareback. Oh. But go ahead, you illegally went into a strip club.
So we went
club.
To the strip club, and that was the last time I really enjoyed being at a strip club.
Yeah, because you were 17. Eight.
Yeah. And then when I went again in my 20s, I remember being like, it's just you just get boners.
Yeah.
And unless you're going to go to a whore, or if one of them's going to jerk you off or something. And it's like, and I've never been into that either. So it just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. When I stopped drinking, I was like, there's no reason for any of it.
And I never really drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never really enjoyed drinking that much.
Mm. I can't wait. I would go back to a strip club and even a specific demographic of like, you know, older white women who try to dance with you at a wedding. Like, if those women try to take off their clothes, like, how about that? Like, and that would be the lap dance for me. Is she's trying to dance with me awkward.
Some nights it turns into that at the strip club. Some nights it's like the older chick. It's a bunch of chicks who come and they just like want to start stripping themselves too. One night I got up there and stripped and got thrown some money. I didn't like take my actual clothes off, but like, you know, it was like a bunch of chicks showed up at a strip club. You know, sometimes they do. And they wanted guys to dance for them.
Wow.
And they were like, get up there. And I'm like, they've got wads of cash.
Yeah.
So I just got up there, fucking, you know, undid my shirt a little bit and let them stick some money down my shirt.
I'd do the helicopter.
Yeah, you would make so much money, dog. I didn't pull my dick out or anything. I didn't want to have to give them money.
Some guys go for their birthday, and then they do the birthday thing where they make them go on stage and, like, they pants them and shit like that. Have you seen that
before? Yeah.
That would be my fucking nightmare.
That's a nightmare.
That'd be fucked
And
that.
It'd be so easy to do to Saul because he's always wearing shorts.
Always wearing shorts. I'd be like, and then they pull the shorts. I'm like, good luck finding it because you need another guy with the thing.
And they both need coins. That's what you call being shortchanged.
Yeah. Good luck finding it. But Joel right away, he'll be like, oh, you guys want to see it? That's fine.
Joel, yeah, I got to so stop with money, that dog.
Too, man. I've chilled on the getting naked thing or getting into my underwear.
Well, yeah, now you got a fucking missus. You can't be good. You know, there's one person who gets to
see
it.
Yeah, you were shown it. Like, who wants it? Anybody? Who wants to give Joel a kiss?
Yeah, I'm glad we got you on the comedy dating show while you were still showing it.
Yeah, you're right.
Because that's some great footage for the sizzle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was thinking lately because we went to Arizona recently on the road, and I was like, now I've been really grateful and glad for like the friend group I have around me, because I've heard horror stories about the road and I've been on those too, but now it's like the green rooms are like friends and it's like feels good and it's fun. It's not or like you guys going together, you know. Yeah. It's like,
oh, it was fun. We talked about it. We were verbally out loud like, this is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can go with people that like you take a shot with someone, taking someone on the road, and then you guys not only don't click, but like, this guy's annoying as
And now you're like far away from home and it's fuck, man.
And then it's never the same hang after, because you're like, if we really spent time with each other, we don't enjoy it.
Like, this guy tried to snuggle. Yeah. This guy tried to snuggle.
So I try to go to my hotel and watch fucking Breaking Bad or something. You know?
This is where Hormos finds out that I don't sleep in the same bed as guys. I've never have.
Yeah,
Hormos found it out. He's like, we'll just sleep in the same bed. I was like, no, we won't. No, we absolutely won't.
So we had to sleep in the same couch.
Yeah. No, we didn't. I slept on the couch. You slept on the bed.
Yeah. Oh, you guys aren't sleeping at all, if you know what I mean.
No one slept.
All night long.
All night.
Oh, man. And I love driving, too. So really? I
found this out about this guy, because I'm default to always like, yeah, I'll drive.
Yeah.
I've driven headliners around. And then as a headliner, that transferred over, like the openers will just be like asleep and I'm driving through the night. I'm like, I don't know if this is right.
Well, a couple of things. Was it hot and was it scary being on the carpet flying?
Yeah, it's hard to control a magic carpet. You have to have a specific hand. You have to have specific. They don't trust Mexicans, those magic carpets.
Yeah. They are sentient. That's right. Yeah.
It is like fucking like Avatar. Homeless has a little fucking flute that he plays, and then something comes out of his back and attaches to the magic carpet.
Little tassel.
No, but he likes driving, and then it was cool to just be a passenger princess. I was on my Instagram, and I was like, but I checked on him. He's fine.
Yeah, that's another one too. You can't just be on your Instagram. You gotta,
not the whole time.
You gotta be with the homie driving. You know,
you gotta put on music for him, make sure they're okay. Yeah. You know. Because it's driving through Arizona. We were driving, like I said, it's not, I mean, it's great views, but there are some views that aren't that great. You know, it's just consistent. You think you see like you see that little mirage thing.
It's pretty fun.
It's mindless. That's pretty fun.
I like that. I like the mirage of like, I'm like, oh man, people must have been losing their minds back in the day.
Fuck, I know.
And they see, oh, it looks like water right there.
Yeah.
It really does look like water in the desert is always right in front of you.
Fuck.
And you just keep walking towards it.
I'll be mad too.
And then you die. Oh my God. So funny. What a funny way to die.
Come. Come. It looks like come. Oh, it's not come. It's water. Gross.
Yeah. I was hoping for come.
We did Tucson. And man, because the night before, we had done Yuma. And that shit was packed. Yeah. Yuma's a small town. People come out. There's nothing going on. Shit closes early. And then I was like, he and I were riding on a high. Like, this is nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but Tucson, the booker wasn't
being
up front.
The people were kind of wild at Yuma, though. I feel like it's that gunslinger fucking mentality. They were just in the crowd just yelling and shit the whole time.
Man. Yeah, and one of the bookers of the show was trying to, he was like, you like guns? But he was like real optimistic, hoping that I was like, oh, they're fine, man. I do want a gun.
He's trying to give us guns.
Yeah, you want to give us a gun? I'll take a gun.
Like, I'll take a gun. I need a gun.
Yeah. Probably.
Man. But did you guys get any? Oh yeah, so you guys got good food out there, huh?
Really?
That's one of the
really
most fun
food.
Parts.
Of- yeah, we had really great food. But the highlight was a hot dog.
Nice.
It's the most Mexican thing I've ever said.
Yeah.
No, I love
it. A hot dog was
Michelin
my favorite part. It was a James Beard
James
award
Beard
winner.
Hot dog.
Damn.
A hot. It was. Yeah. That's how good this
it
hot was dog
incredible.
Was.
Damn. It was really good.
Fuck, wait, wait, and it's dog. From this place called El Güero Canelo. It's like the old redhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like the Mexican food was fine.
Well, Güero's white.
Yeah, but he was like the weirdest looking.
Where did you get
like
old
Canelo?
From?
We ate the hot. It just got beans in it and sauce. How good can this be?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Damn.
Pretty fucking good.
It's like
good.
Beans, hot dog, and like mustard and sauces.
Yeah.
And salsa. It was.
We really wanted to, throw ourselves into that desert person culture.
I'm a bit of a hot dog connoisseur.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite is, the brand Hoffy.
You're the ones that are stuffed with
you're
cheese.
Mexican as
no,
fuck,
no. No, Hoffy. No, Hoffy. No, Hoffy.
It's
H-O-F-F-Y.
A bike, right?
That's a Huffy.
Yeah,
stole my Huffy, fool.
That fool went out. He's on the Huffy. He's got the packet of Huffies.
Yeah, no, the Huffy makes a brand called like Hollywood Hot Dog Stand or something. Because I think Huffy makes the
they
hot
wrap
dogs
them in bacon?
For Pink's.
Okay.
But they can't use the Pink's
really?
Name, so they're called Huffy's Hollywood. And those are really fucking good.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know
facing,
this.
All beef.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy a fucking pack tonight.
Where do we get those?
The Pavilions on Melrose and Vine.
Oh, this is the opposite.
So
I thought you were going to say food for less.
They're
No, these are good.
Okay.
They're great.
I thought it was like super garbage. I thought it was like bar.
Bar-S?
Bar-S.
That's made out of alien meat.
Yeah. No, but also there is a fine line because they have to be like mass produced from like a respected company. When you start going to the like bougie, like small farm, those aren't as good.
Ooh, but I've had some really good small farm ones.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, not the small farm one, but what's the Boar's Head? Boar's Head Natural Casing.
Oh, that sounds good.
So
too.
Good.
Yeah, but Bar S, you have to burn it until it's edible.
Yeah.
You have to really put it in the microwave for 3 minutes. Yeah. Sometimes it explodes, but you
gotta
let
it. Bar S is complete garbage.
Garbage, trash.
That's what I thought Huffy was. I've seen Huffy before.
So have I. I thought it was trash.
No, Huffy's like good.
Huffy's good.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I'm a big fan of Pink's also. I like Pink's. People shit on it all the
time.
It's
fine. If I'm going to pay that much for a hot dog, it's got to be better than
$6?
Pink's. Yeah. For a hot dog?
You know what else is good? AMC has really good, like the all beef.
Really?
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
AMPM has a particularly terrible
AMPM.
Hot dog, but I love it. I love
felt
it.
Like I like AMPM.
It's me and the migrant workers getting it.
No, I crave every now and then the spicy bite from 7-Eleven, but I haven't had – it's dangerous to like –
You have to catch them at the right time for those.
Yeah.
Like, they have these, like, taquitos that are, like, jalapeno cream cheese taquito.
Yeah, I've seen those.
God, I didn't know y'all were such gas station gastronomists.
It's gas station garbage.
Yeah. It's so good.
We are garbage.
The McRib from the Arco is better than the McRib from McDonald's.
Really?
Oh,
the fake rib sandwich from Arco is better.
I believe that.
AMPM
it's all
one?
Fucking terrible meat.
Yeah. But
wow.
The... But
I didn't know today was going to be a good
taquito,
day.
Taquito, if you get it right, it's like one of the best fucking things. If you get it wrong, if it's been on there like an hour too long, it's dry as fuck. It's garbage.
You can't see
even
the edges
throw
of
it away
it.
Right away. Yeah.
Something weird happened to us at a gas station that will, I will never be nice to a homeless person ever again.
Oh, shit.
I'll never be nice to a drug dealer. I'll never be nice to a tweaker because all it does, all it's ever done is kill me almost.
Wow. Yeah.
We're putting gas at a gas station in it's just the beginnings of the desert. I'm getting into Arizona, and this guy, he looks homeless.
Two teeth.
He's got his significant other who looks like him but the female version.
Oh, I love that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And he goes, "Hey brother, can I get some gas?" We hear gas, we think money. We go, "Well, we don't have any money." He's like, "I just want gas."
Yeah.
And I go, "Oh, okay." He says it nicer though. So we both wave him off. The pub clicks a little early, which means I could go in and get change or I could get this guy gas. So I was like, I'm going to be nice. Get this guy gas. I'm like, "Hey, man, bring your pump over here." He just exposes one hand. His other hand's behind his back. It's fine. I'm thinking he just has his hand behind his back. He has puts his gas station. Now get it closer. He brings it closer. I'm filling up his thing. His other hand, a lit cigarette.
Oh, my God.
A lit cigarette. He's just smoking it right there. And I'm like, "Are you fucking..." I slap him. I was like, "Were you smoking a cigarette?"
Yeah.
"He's going to kill us both."
You slap it. It falls.
So crazy.
Yeah, I was like, "He stomped it out." And he doesn't stomp it out. He, like how, like in urgency, he halfway stomps it because he wants to smoke it when this interaction's done.
Yeah.
Fuck, and dude. I was like, "What the fuck, man?" He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry.
And then Saul's like, "Horma, stomp it out." And then so I come over and stomp it out.
Yeah.
Damn. And then they stomped you out.
Yeah. No, like, you owe me a pack of cigarettes.
No, no way. I was like, what the fuck, man? The whole time.
So
picks
dangerous.
Up the halfway, the Horma stepped on cigarette, lights it up again. Didn't even close the container yet. This guy's ready to die.
It's crazy.
So that's the moral of the story. Don't be nice to these unhoused. I call them unhot dogged. All right. These are not coffee people. These are bad people.
These are BRS or whatever. What's bar S?
Or at least the desert homeless. Bar S bad people. Interaction. Yeah, these are a bunch of bar S.
They're fucking, what's that fucking place? Aldi.
Aldi's good. You don't like Aldi?
I've never been.
Oh, it's good.
I just
sounds like an Arab company that sells groceries to Latinos.
It's blue collar Trader Joe's.
I just remember Tony.
Yeah. It's good like that?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, I got to try
it. I remember
Aldi.
Tony making fun of Jeremiah for being an Aldi meats guy.
Well, not everybody can feast on the corpse of salmon heads.
That's right. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. True that.
What does it matter? He's a millionaire and I'm not. Man. But yeah, I'm glad I brought him because like you were saying, the road can be, you have to bring specific people that just click with you. And then I found it here at Hormos. I have my particular people here. I feel like you'd be a good person to hang with. You're not trying to do, you have a Zen problem. So we'll deal with that, though. We'll deal with your Zen problem, your Zen issues. You're fiending for...
Yeah, you know what's funny?
Zen-aholic.
I just did this one, and now I'm like, will I do another one when I leave here to go do the other thing?
Is this one done?
I have two more packets of the other.
No, I'm saying this one, you already feel it's gone.
It's like still the rush there. I moved it to the other side.
But it's not hitting... The way it was hitting a second ago.
I think I like that initial
rush.
Yeah. I got the sweats.
Yeah.
You guys have anything coming up?
Yeah, I go to, I'm doing Tempe Improv.
I'm just talking about the road. It's more like plug-in dates, but it's like anything coming up. The road that you're success, like places that you've been before, you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, Tempe Improv will be fun again with Chappelle and Lulu. We get to, that's what's fun too. We'll do five shows there, another drive to Arizona. I've probably been there more than any other place for stand-up.
You're so close.
Plus, you're a sober guy. Nothing freaks you out. We had to, like, stop, smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
We weren't, like, in California antics, like, smoke a blunt in the car.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, we were responsible as fuck.
And by responsible, we were just like
high as shit driving.
High as shit driving.
You know that checkpoint. You know that
he was
checkpoint.
Like, put the blunt in the tire of the back. I'm like, all right.
That's what we did. We just kept putting the weed on the back.
You know the checkpoint between like Arizona when you're coming back to California.
Yeah.
I always get scared. I'm like scared they're gonna fucking deport me, and it's gonna be like born in East LA. Like
you were born here.
I know. There's been times where I've been stopped, like coming back from San Diego, and I remember like the officer asking me like what hospital I was born at, like who the president was.
Fuck, for real?
Most of the time, the light just turns green, you go. But sometimes I'm like, fuck, man, I don't know. You know, I worry. I don't know. It makes me nervous.
Eisenhower Hospital. Eisenhower is currently president. I would just give him bullshit. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, USA. I should just bring a MAGA hat with me. Just
President Benjamin Franklin Memorial Hospital.
Exactly.
And Memorial he goes, ah, you're good. It's like, you idiot.
Yeah, America, fuck yeah.
But it was just like an agriculture check on the way back, right? Yeah. And then it was like a halfway one. It was like a fat guy eating a donut going like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, waving us through. It didn't matter.
Nobody gave any fucks.
Nobody gave any fucks.
Yeah.
It's different from the Arizona that people used to talk about in the past. Yeah. Like Anthony Amarillo, everybody who was talking about coming on the way back.
Yeah, he was like, they searched our whole car for weed. This is before COVID, though. Damn. So it wasn't recreationally legal. He's like, they searched our whole car. Made us get out. The dog went around, and I was like, oh, shit.
So weed is recreationally legal in Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know.
Shout out Yuma Dispensary. Gave us some free weed.
Huge shout out to Yuma Dispensary. Gave us some free weed. We smoked through that weed in like 48 hours, though.
Man. Yeah, less.
Less than 48 hours. I didn't realize how, when you start smoking weed, you're like, man, the eighth is going to last me a week. You smoke with people like hormones. You're like, this shit's going to last us 37 minutes.
Yeah, one blunt.
It's like, it'll be one blunt. Because it'd be like almost like, you want to stop? Like, you know I want to stop. I want to smoke weed right now.
Yeah. Also, when we were out there smoking, though, it was like hot as shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's like a little bit of a blunt left. And it's like, do you want to put it out and then come back in this heat later and smoke this? Or do we just finish this and throw it away and go take a nap? Yeah.
Smoking weed at rest stops to indifferent old people is very funny.
Yeah.
Because there was like this old couple eating Panda Express, just watching us smoke a blunt. Like, ugh, you guys are gross.
It's more because you guys are brown.
There's no meth in that?
Yeah. Why don't you guys do uppers like real humans?
I'm going to, I'm opening for Felipe in Laredo, Texas.
Sick.
And I'm going to try to.
Love their chili.
What, you've been to Laredo?
No, but I just know Laredo green chili. That it's like a.
It's a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I just know my mom was born there and she left early. So I was like, I'm going to try to, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to walk around Laredo, Texas, like, my mom was born here, and then walk back. That's what my mom, she was like, go do stuff. I was like,
did she
you
tell
were
you,
born here. I didn't give
did
a fuck.
Did she say where, what, like, her childhood home was? You could go see that.
She has zero recollection.
She doesn't know the
she
address?
Just wants, she just got excited. You know, those people who get excited, like, oh, I was born there. Do you know anything about it? Absolutely not.
I just remember, it was, do you know the brand Stag Chili?
Yeah.
They made one called Laredo Chili with beans. I used to eat that a lot as a kid. That's where I got that from.
Stag is good chili.
I had Stag Denison's. It's not good.
Denison's and Hormel are like lower level, but it's good for like hot dogs. Denison's is, I love a good Denison's on a hot with
it's all beans,
and,
dude.
You know, yeah, I blend like it. Beans. I blend it so that it's like fucking
that's
it looks
move,
like
dog.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
What?
For hot dogs, that's a great move. Yeah. And
you don't
I
want
like
all the beans falling
too.
Off and shit. Yeah. You want it like a creamy.
But I don't like the beanless.
Why? It's because it looks
you know
like dog food?
You know the ones
that
have no beans?
Yeah.
It just doesn't taste as good. I like the taste of the beans, but I like to hand blender it.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself up. Open up a can of beans next to a can of dog food. I've done it before. You're like, it's the same thing.
It looks the same.
It is the same thing. I'll
dogs
fucking
don't eat
mix
beans.
Them
that's
up.
Why you got to get it with the beans. Dogs don't eat beans.
My dog does.
Yeah, my dog will eat anything.
My dog will eat anything. My dog, yeah. No, dogs will eat beans.
Dogs will eat cum. Don't ask.
Yeah.
Don't ask. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And I'm going back to the desert. I saw that actually when we were driving driving through the desert. We saw I was like, oh, I'm coming back to this.
Yeah.
In Coachella Valley.
And Felipe's still vegan?
Yeah.
Cool.
So weird,
does that trip you out?
Yeah, it's weird. Because it just gives me the courage. I was like, oh, there can be fat vegans in this world.
I love his joke when he tells people he's vegan. They go, what do you eat, crops? great joke.
Crops.
Oh, by the way, so Bob Barker died, right?
And a long time ago.
Yeah. No, he just died this week. Everybody thought he was dead, but he wasn't.
No.
Yeah, yeah. But also I was looking for this clip because Felipe used to do a joke. He goes, sorry to bring you guys down. Bob, I don't know if you guys heard Bob Barker died today. Yeah, he was hit by a brand new car. Great joke. But I wanted to post that because he died like last week. I wanted to find that.
Damn, I swear Mandela effect. Like I feel like I remember him dying years ago.
You're hoping that he died
because
he's still
Drew
alive.
Carey took over Price is Right. I think that's what made people think that.
Well.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Well, because if he's still alive, he's not looking good, you know?
You call that living?
You call that living on a ventilator? Fucking.
It's kind of easy dealing with his death since I already. I felt like he was already dead.
I thought something was wrong. I mean, you know, when your microphone gets that skinny, you're losing weight from something. You know?
He's ringing in the new Tales from the Crypt show.
Yeah.
He looks wild at me right now. But I guess R.I.P. Bob Barker. You brought lots of, like, I have vivid, like, memories of my grandmother watching The Price is Right as a kid and just eating shitty cereal while watching The Price is Right.
Man. Well, I heard he died doing what he loved, getting as close to 100 without going over.
Wow.
That was pretty good. All right. That was pretty solid. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's going to take me a while to take that all in.
All right. Well, you guys good with this?
Can I talk about going to Mexico City?
Oh, yeah.
You never fucking brought that up. That's the road.
I did a pilgrimage to Browntown, wow. a.k.a. Yeah. Mexico City. My buddy Sep rented an Airbnb for his 40th birthday, and we went out there. And it's dope as fuck.
Damn.
Terrible air quality.
Yeah.
It's like really bad. My throat was killing me. But found weed in the big city.
Yeah.
It was shitty weed, but it still did the trick. And the people are so nice. The food is so good.
Did you feel safe?
I did feel safe. Yeah. I walked around by myself through all these neighborhoods and shit. I had AirPods on. And I think it felt very safe. It felt very cool.
Damn, you do look like a journalist who would get kidnapped by the cartel.
Yeah. How do you look like the hostage and the person with the curvy sword?
Yeah. Like behead yourself.
You're safe, though, because they got to grab hair to behead you. They got to, like, pick you up like this and just, like, slipping.
Almost his dumb head in the passenger seat of a Suburban.
Yeah. They got to put you in one of those, like, the things that squeezes your head.
It was nice, man.
What was your favorite thing you ate out there?
The Al Pastor tacos.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Fuck yeah.
The food was really good. People treated me really nice. I was telling Saul, I was like, people called me sir and shit places. Wow. And I was like, this is what being white must feel like. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Man.
But then I was telling Saul earlier, they checked my bags twice at the airport.
Huh.
I was twice as terrorist.
Yeah.
Welcome back, baby.
Yeah.
Welcome randomly back.
Selected. Yeah.
I went through, they searched, they opened up everything. They only let me keep one lighter. I had like a few lighters in my bed. They're like, you can only keep one. I'm like, okay. They let me keep one lighter, took the rest. And then when I got inside, I was waiting for a few hours. And then like right when we were about to board the plane, they pulled me out of the line and they're like, we're going to check your stuff again. I'm like, they already checked it. They're like, no, your skin and your... You know, like la 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 la.
Yeah.
There's a language barrier, but they got their point across. They were like, you know, like
nueve once. Nueve once.
Just change it from la 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 to la 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 la. Yeah, holla.
Holla. It's another fucking curvy enthusiasm in Mexico.
Curvier that we've done that.
Yeah. Curvy enthusiasm Mexico edition.
God, but this show's gonna get me canceled at some point.
No, it's not.
Why would it? To. It's just facts.
What about
they actually treated me like that?
What about the Middle Eastern guy who got onto the plane on 9/11 but had nothing to do with the terrorists? He was like, I'm not involved.
That's so funny.
Aw.
Because they're probably they're like, there's 12 hijackers.
I'm a victim. Please.
Five on this plane, three on this one, three on this one. They're like two out of the five on that
one's
plane.
One's the pilot.
And then there's 15 so Arab funny. People online, like three of them going like, I got nothing to do with it. I'm sorry.
I literally had nothing to do with it. I'm a doctor who happened to be flying on an airplane that day.
JB Smoove in first class. He go, oh man, they're going to get you for this one. Right into the tower.
What did you eat for breakfast out there?
I would just go get lattes. I don't really eat breakfast.
Yeah,
but we did get chilaquiles one day.
Ooh.
We were in the park and there's like a big outdoor eating area and I was like this is the spot. I'm like, this looks like regular ass Mexican folks having a cheap meal, you know, in the middle of the park, and it was that.
Yeah,
and it was terrible.
Damn.
It was really bad. Everybody got chilaquiles because we were all like, we're going to get chilaquiles here. And everybody was, it was just soupy sauce over tortilla chips that were like way too soggy.
Yeah.
And the eggs were like way overcooked.
That's a tough one because they do get soggy pretty quickly depending how you're doing it.
But like, I mean, I feel like you should do it around a stack of chips so you can kind of like.
It just bums people out because they don't realize that Mexicans are allowed to have a terrible restaurant in Mexico.
Yeah.
Because you go in, that's happened to me before, where I went to Cozumel, and then we went, like, this place looks great. And we go there, it was really bad.
Yeah.
And I was, like, sitting there disappointed. My wife sees, like, the look in my face as I'm eating Al Pastor, which was just pork chops that they chopped up, and it had just like taco seasoning on it. That was their Alpastor tacos. And I was eating it. And I'm like, right by the beach, eating terrible Mexican food. I'm like, he's allowed. They're allowed.
Yeah,
they're allowed to do this. They got me.
Yeah, they got
me. You know.
Yeah.
It's on you. You should still ask the locals.
Yeah.
Instead of just going like, it's a Mexican restaurant in Mexico. There's no way. Nah, they're allowed to be bad.
Yeah.
There's
bad cooks everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that sucks that it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. And one of my homies got this big ass, like the biggest torta you've ever seen. Like it was.
It's a tortoise.
It was a tortoise. Yeah. It had like a whole steak on it. And like multiple hot dogs, like it was just like stacked, and ate a couple bites of it, and he was like, everything at this place was terrible.
Wow, damn, yeah.
Fuck.
But
also on him for getting
it was also
fucking...
like $8. Yeah. Everything was $8 or $6. It's like literally it costs nothing.
You can't get
like,
mad at
you
that.
You can't get mad at that.
Yeah, you kind of gotta give him a mulligan. Like, look at you, fucking.
Yeah. But man, it makes me want to travel more. I hate flying though.
Yeah.
And I will never again fly Volaris.
You don't have a choice to get some parts of Mexico.
Really? It's only Volaris?
I mean, it gets real expensive.
I thought I was saving $150, but then with the fees and taxes that
Senor,
they...
No. You want to fly with bags? No.
You want to carry your
bag? Senor. No,
my bag now.
That's my bag.
Or you pay $40.
Should look up Coyote Airlines.
I am Nick Hormos now. Yeah?
Yeah, I am okay. Hormos.
Fuck. Well, I hate to end this. I do have to go, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye, buddy.
Bye, everybody.
I love you.
Later.
High five.
Joel Jimenez at Mostly Sorry.
Are you guys going to keep podcasting?
No, I think we're done.
We're done. We just wanted to make it seem like we're going to keep casting like that.
Yeah, no, I'm sad.
I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.